It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway. Fan Run Radio, Friday afternoon edition of the show, 4 o'clock. And in with the Top 4 at 4, John Tyler, brought to you this afternoon by MyBookie. Get your bets in for the weekend. XFL action on the way. College basketball, NBA All-Star game. Oh, yeah.
Daytona 500.
Daytona. You can do it all at MyBookie.ag. John?
Number 1. The men's basketball team hits the road for a Saturday night matchup with South Carolina. Tip-off inside Colonial Life Arena is slated for 6 p.m. Eastern on the SEC Network. A victory on Saturday would be the Vols' 6th consecutive victory over the Gamecocks, sweeping the regular season series for the 3rd consecutive year. Tennessee leads the all-time series with South Carolina 47-27, dating all the way back to 1927. Bear, you remember that year. South Carolina players to watch, senior forward Kotsar, sophomore guard Lawson, and freshman guard Cousinard.
I mean, 1927 was the...
First of all, that...
What does 1927 mean to you, Bear?
Oh, was that was Murder's Row.
I was going to have to really... you were going to have to throw that Yankees hat out the door if you couldn't get that.
Yeah. But anyhow, go on with your segment, John.
Okay. Series is deadlocked 16-16 in Columbia. Got bragging rights. We own you in Columbia if we win tomorrow.
Number 2, the Lady Vols pulled within 1...
Okay. You know what?
What just happened?
You know what? No,
that's what happens. You being a funny guy, and then all the stuff's falling again.
I didn't do anything.
Did you clean up that drink that you spilled right at the beginning of the show?
Up.
You sure?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, usually when I've screwed up around here, I usually take a day off from taking shots, just because. I mean, it's going to be so easy for people to come back on me. But you know, you go ahead.
Falling
and do your
all
things.
Over there. Our pets' heads are falling off.
Dogs and cats living together.
That there now.
Keep going. It's okay. Fight through this, John.
The Lady Vols lost last night to LSU.
Oh.
They're going to be unranked now.
Ah. Nikki Caldwell got us.
Yeah.
Hate to see it. What are you over there? That's my line, Trey.
I know. I was trying to help you out.
Number 3, reigning Premier League champion Manchester City. Has been banned from the Champions League for the next 2 seasons and have been fined.
What's next? You can talk about me eating lean cuisine tonight by myself on Valentine's Day?
And have been fined.
This is the top 4 that's going to, you know, take shots at Bear. I'm already in contact with former members of the show. They're taking shots at you right now, John Tyler.
They've been fined.
Don't try and deflect.
£30 million pounds after being found guilty of breaching financial fair play rules.
Outrage. What are you guys doing, man? Bunch of cheaters.
I don't know.
New money. That's what Manchester City is. New money. They think they can buy their way to the top. And the fine folks at UEFA said, no, this aggression will not stand. No Champions League for you.
You know they're going to appeal this, and they'll be playing in Champions League next year.
We'll see. They might take away 1 year. That's what happened to Chelsea. They had a 2-year transfer ban. We appealed it. Got it shortened down to 1 year.
Number 4, the Tennessee baseball team started their season today against Western Illinois. They're currently in the bottom of the 7th inning and are up 2-0 thanks to a 2-run home run by Connor Pavloni.
Pavloni goes yard.
Baseball.
A 2-run ding-dong to put the baseball balls up. 2-0. Let's go, Tony Vitellico. Kick it up a notch. Get this thing done. Let's get this party started. Break out the broomsticks.
We're coming for you, Western Illinois.
With a $14 beer to sweep Western Illinois this weekend at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. The Bulldogs are going down. Meat stick. That is the top 4 at four. Not you. That's Vitello's.
It's okay.
That's his slur.
I know what you were talking
about. Coach your team, meat stick. The top 4 at 4. Thank you, John. Way to fight through the adversity.
Thank you, Russ.
A Friday afternoon edition of the show. You're welcome. Thank you for that chocolate you got us too. That was very thoughtful, man. I kind of felt bad. I didn't get you guys anything.
All of you guys, Valentine's and chocolate Valentine's Day.
He brings us Valentine's and chocolate.
I'm very Bear talented. Said his wasn't good enough, so he took Hayden's and gave Hayden's.
He does that.
Have I done something to you?
Wow.
I mean, for real, man. Let's just go ahead and get it out in the open.
You blame me for the stuff falling apart over here.
Well, I mean, you're sitting close to it. You've already spilled some kind of sugary carbonated beverage on the show.
You too.
We're going to revisit
you two
this.
Take it outside. Take it outside. Because we got to talk to my good, close, personal friend, Christopher Smith at MyBookie. Christopher, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon, fellas. Sounds like a little Valentine's Day animosity up there.
Nobody likes each other.
There's an awkward tension in the Truly Hard Seltzer studios. It's Valentine's Day. We should be coming closer together. Instead, I feel we're drifting apart. Christopher, it is a big sports weekend. We were just talking, in addition to basketball, you've got the All-Star Game coming up this weekend. You've got Daytona. You've got the XFL, college basketball, big golf tournament going on out at Riviera. What's got your eye from a betting standpoint as we head into the weekend?
Well, I think you mentioned it. I think it's actually a pretty strong slate overall. I think one thing for sure is the NBA All-Star Game with Kobe Bryant's tragic death. I'm sure everyone has seen that cares at all that the format is going to be a little bit different, and they're going to basically have a quote-unquote mini games where each quarter is almost like a game in itself, and then the fourth quarter they're playing to, I think it's to 24, and so there's no clock in the fourth quarter either, and I think the teams will, because of the way it's set up, one, I think teams are going to play more defense in the first three quarters, at least at the end of each quarter, than you'd see normally. And then two, with no clock and with playing to a set target number in the fourth quarter, I think you'll actually see fewer points than you'd see in an average All-Star game. So I think it's a good look at the under there. So that's probably the bet that I have my eye on this weekend.
Looking at around college basketball tomorrow, you've got Tennessee playing at South Carolina. You look at how these two teams have played all season. But is there any other game that you look at tomorrow that maybe you're like, okay, this one might be fun to play the over-under on or the money line?
Yeah, man, I think you mentioned the South Carolina-Tennessee game. I'm looking pretty closely at that one. If you like KenPom numbers, if you look at conference-only defense, South Carolina is by far number one in the SEC, giving up less than 94 points for 100 possessions. Just for reference, Vandy is 110. So, like, out of every 100 possessions, South Carolina is giving up, you know, 26 fewer points than Vanderbilt. They're by far the number one team in the SEC. They're only allowing 25.7% opponent three-point percentage in conference play, which is ridiculous. Obviously, Tennessee is fourth in the SEC in defense and seventh in offense. So I also think this is sort of an elimination game. Or if either one of these teams wants to kind of stir up some bubble talk, they got to win this one. South Carolina can get to 8-4 in the SEC, actually, if they win. And I think, you know, they'll probably be -2 or -2.5 when the line comes out in a few hours. And then, you know, LSU-Alabama is sort of an elimination game for the Tide. It's a must-win if they want to get in the tournament. And then Arkansas-Mississippi State, especially since Arkansas only has a 4-7 record in the conference. And even though their KenPom number is in the top 40 or around 40, you know, they've got to get a win here. So some must-win games and sort of games where the winner could get back into bubble talk in a lot of these games.
Christopher, so I have a rooting interest in the Daytona 500 this weekend, but unfortunately, my rooting interest is not on the board to win the Daytona 500. So maybe you can make a phone call and get Darrell Wallace Jr. on the board with some odds this weekend for Daytona. I'd really appreciate that. But also, looking at any kind of prop bets or any kind of fun that you have with the Daytona 500.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm going to have to fix that.
Yeah, you got to fix that, man.
The race was not no odds on the board.
Right.
And obviously, I would defer to you in terms of NASCAR knowledge, but in terms of betting, even the co-favorites in this race in my bookie are at 10-1.
Right.
So it's similar to golf where, you know, personally, I wouldn't risk a lot of your bankroll on any one race, but it's really fun from an entertainment standpoint because if you pick a guy to win, you know, you're getting probably better than 10-1 because I wouldn't advise just taking one of the co-favorites either. So I think from like an entertainment standpoint, Daytona 500 is certainly an American sort of holiday in terms of the sports calendar and just a whole lot of fun from an entertainment standpoint. And if you pick a guy to win, I would go with somebody, you know, 15-1 plus and probably have a good chance depending on how the wrecks go. And if you do win, you get a nice return on that.
Hey, last question for me. Any kind of for the Genesis Invitational, the Open, Tiger Woods sitting at plus 6,000 right now, still Kuchar sitting at plus 1,200. And then you got Rory hanging around at plus 175. Anybody you got in mind to throw a long shot on this weekend?
My biggest advice would probably be just to try to stay away from Tiger. If you look at last year, obviously he won the Masters. He had a very strong year, better than most people expect. But he only won two tournaments in all of 2019. So, you know, I'm assuming he's healthy and entering sort of his competitive season, and he'll be focused trying to get ready to defend his Masters title. But I would say probably 90 to 95% of our handle is usually on Tiger Woods in these tournaments. And I would say the odds, the return to getting on that versus what the actual odds are, I would say just try to stay away from Tiger and find somebody else to bet on.
All right, Christopher Smith, mybookie.ag. Go check them out this weekend. Get your bets in. A lot of interesting action coming up over the next 2 days. Christopher, always appreciate it, my man. Thanks for jumping on. Christopher Smith making his presence felt this afternoon on The Drive. Let's go back to the Fan Run breaking news desk this afternoon. A lot happening. Delta's CEO, Ed Bastian, appeared on CNBC's Squawk Box today. Are you a big Squawk Box guy, Bear?
No.
He said, he's asked about the etiquette issue that the whole interweb is talking about this week of whether you should be able to recline in a chair. This is the CEO of Delta. He says that you should be able to recline, but that you should always ask first.
Did you see where she's pressing? The lady is pressing charges against the guy now.
What?
Yep.
For what?
For I'll have
being
to be
an annoying
up.
Jackass.
Emotional but distress.
Distress, and she had to miss work. She had to go get X-rays for her neck. She wants the FBI involved. Oh yeah, it's a whole thing. We knew it would be.
Oh, it's awesome.
That is smart. Go in there and say something's wrong with your neck. He was beating the hell out of the back of the neck.
So, can we get with that? Is that where society should be? You can recline, but ask. I feel like if you ask and the person says no. I don't know, man. Just the simple, like, can we just make it so that the seats can't recline anymore?
Yeah.
Just do that, man.
Yeah.
Like, replace the seats, get the seats upgraded.
If it's a legroom thing, then sit in the emergency exit.
Thank
or
you.
In the first row.
I travel, I sit on the the row at the end. Or
the aisle?
Well, that. Or, smartass, or the emergency exit. Or try to get up in first class.
She was in an aisle.
Yeah.
She was in an aisle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very close behind. Okay.
But he was in the last row, so he could not recline.
Yeah, he couldn't recline.
See, my thing is, you just got to be.
You get to pick your seat, man. Like,
he shouldn't have picked that. We don't know the situation. That might have been all that was.
Here's the thing, though. Statistically speaking, where he was sitting is the safest place to sit in an airplane.
Look, if the damn thing goes down, it goes in a ball of flames.
Yeah, but you always see in the pictures of the crash, there's always that tail section. Those first couple of rows of seats.
Did you watch Lost?
No, I never watched that stupid show.
Whoa.
Oh. You would have loved Lost.
You think?
Yeah.
I know you would have. It's one of the greatest shows of all time.
You think I really like
the first two or three seasons?
The first season in, and I was like
three seasons.
The first two or three seasons of Lost is good as television.
Turned out to be like a sci-fi type deal.
It gets weird towards the end, but I mean, like, it's hardly the only show that had a controversial ending.
I mean, remember the new show Manifesto that came out? The airplane disappeared, and all of a sudden it reappeared.
It's a great show, actually.
It's the mystery of Lost. That's what.
Okay. I'll watch. I trust your opinions on shows.
Give it a try. I wouldn't lead you down the wrong path. Is that still on Netflix? That's the first show I ever binged on Netflix.
I think so. I don't know. Is it not?
I'll check and get back to you on that.
More research is needed. Stay with us. The drive continues. We got to find a hot question to get rolling here this afternoon. We will open it up for phone calls, 865-546-8200. If you want to jump in, 546-8200. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
The drive was and the best there ever will be. This is The Drive. It's time for the Rickard Ridge Barbecue Smokin' Hot Question of the Day. Brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Located in Cove Lake State Park. Online at RickardRidgeBBQ.com.
Oh. All right, Smokin' Hot Question of the Day. Who's your Big Orange Valentine? Who you got a little crush on right now? Purely platonic. If you want to make it creepy, I suppose you can. I mean, it is The Drive. You take it any way you want it. Who's your Big Orange Valentine? 865-546-8200. 546-8200. You want to jump in this afternoon? Bear, you have one?
You know, all hell broke loose.
Oh, that's your guy, Philip Fulmer? You got a little man crush on Philip Fulmer right now, don't you? He's got his football program coming back. Balls are back. And he's got Rick Barnes, wouldn't let him leave. Bringing the Lady Vols back. Baseball's coming back.
He's working like heck.
You're feeling all of it right now with Coach Fulmer, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're working like heck.
That's a good one. Maybe a little obvious, but I have no doubt that's your Big Orange crush right now. Trey?
Probably Ben Bartholomew.
Who is Ben Bartholomew?
Did he play fullback?
Yes.
That was Will Bartholomew.
Oh, that was his brother, Ben, right?
Never mind, Will.
There were two of them?
Not Ben. Yes.
What's Will doing now?
I know what Ben's doing.
What's Ben doing?
Ben's a big-time real estate agent in Nashville.
And he's your Big Orange crush?
Yeah, but I'm...
This sounds like extremely personal.
Yeah, it's like in your real life, like... It's like a tale of unrequited love. Ben Bartholomew, you want me to put a feeler out there?
No, we're good.
Okay. John Tyler.
I could have said Peyton Manning, something like that.
Do you have a...
is this all time? I thought we were doing...
No, this is like current.
Current, okay. So
I mean, let's...
If we go current, that's just awkward. I got to go talk to these guys.
Yeah, it is a little awkward, Trey.
That's what makes it funny.
Who's your Big Orange crush, JT?
Brian Bauer.
Huh?
No.
No? See, Harrison
this
Bailey?
This is a hard question.
He's too young looking.
I think Harrison...
sorry.
Mute his mic, please.
Yeah, please.
That'd be great. It'd mute yours, too.
Harrison Bailey is the kind of, like, we're projecting our hopes onto him. He's the dream girl, right? We don't know him yet. We just admire him from afar.
About Trey Smith.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
He's a giver, you know?
He is a giver.
He's not going to just take from you, you know?
Yeah. Trey Smith, that's
what you wear a little cowboy hat if Trey wanted you to go out?
Sure. Orange britches and a cowboy hat.
You know who mine is. You know who mine is.
Garantano.
Nope. We'll be seeing him out there tomorrow.
Yep.
Santiago Vescovi.
Obi-Wan Vescovi, baby.
De Niro.
From Uruguay. He's got like this exotic foreignness about him. He's got beautiful hair, maybe the best hair that we've had in Tennessee basketball history.
Fulkerson's going to fight you on that one, I think.
I don't know, man. I love me some Viscovi. I love any point guard that wears a T-shirt underneath his jersey. I mean, that's just old school. He's got the flair to his game, the no-look passes, a shot that's as pure as the white-driven snow.
Surprised you didn't go Fulky. I thought he might have grabbed your heart.
No. Viscovi, I love you. I can't say it enough. I don't care who knows it. I want to scream it from the highest mountaintop. Santiago Obi-Wan Viscovi. Mia Mora, I love you. I love you. I don't care who knows it. I'm a Santiago Viscovi shill. Yep. You heard it. You heard it. 865-546-8200. Smoking Hot Question today brought to you by Rickard Ridge Barbecue. They're online at rickardridgebbq.com. Check them out and let them know you heard about us right here on Fan Run Radio. Let's get Hayden Wallen's Big Orange Crush this afternoon. Grab that mic, Hayden. Don't drop it like John Tyler has several times today. Who's your Big Orange Crush?
Right now it would probably be between Eric Gray and Henry.
Ooh, Toto.
That video he posted.
That's a good one.
He got me feeling some type of way.
It's okay, man. It's okay. We're feeling the love this afternoon.
How did my former being my Valentine end up being the least creepy part of this?
I don't know. It's who'd have thunk it, but here we are. Eric Sharp is with me on Viscovi. He's got Viscovi. Kabiza DeBucket has Casey Clawson.
It's a good choice.
I mean, I guess he's still somewhat current, right?
I mean, if we go all time, I know mine immediately. All time Tennessee player.
Yeah.
Ace Clement.
Oh wow, I went to school with Ace back in the day. First Ace class Clement. I had, she was in there.
What was her first name?
Kristen. Huh. She started a tradition. Like, actually, Kelly Jolly started that tradition. She was the first, like, I think, like Lady Vol crush that like guys had.
Yeah, that was
and then
first
and
crush.
Then it was Ace, and then it was Brittany Jackson.
Boy, that turned out great.
Which one was married to Big Al?
Her,
Brittany. Yeah. Ace wasn't.
We don't know.
No.
What's Ace do now?
That would be weird if he were married to two former ladies. Did you read the thing? I think it was The Athletic. It was The Athletic or ESPN about Albert Haysworth.
Yeah, he needs a kidney.
He's like on dialysis. Yeah, goes there two or three times a week. It's just, oh, man. It's
recruiting
rough.
Thing. He looked pretty not great.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's
yeah, I'm just
dying of kidney failure right now. He needs a kidney transplant. You don't look real good when you need a kidney.
DR Vol casting his vote for Aunt Bev.
Whoa.
DR.
He says she brought Bear's guy back.
I love you, DR Vol. Yeah,
I mean, you gotta give an assist to Aunt Bev. There would be no Phil. No Papaw Phil over there. You wouldn't be able to sit on Papaw Phil's lap and ask him to tell you a story if it weren't for Aunt Bev.
He smooth talked her, didn't he?
Tell me a story, Papaw Phil. Tell me a story about Aunt Bev.
Story about how you manage this whole thing.
If it wasn't for John Curry, there would be no Phil Fulmer.
Well, John Curry being an idiot?
Yep.
Lost his
own. He should have never been hired.
Wow. Well, I mean, things worked out the way they were supposed to, right?
Got you a baseball coach.
Yeah, I mean, we got what we got out of Curry, and then when he fell on his face, we shoved him out the window of the plane. But not before we put a parachute on his back. He got $2 million to go away, and now he's the AD at Wake Forest, his alma mater. So it worked out for him.
Where does he rank on the list of biggest schmucks that worked at Tennessee?
One.
Is he on the Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
I don't think
he's at least
one.
On the Mount Rushmore.
No, I could. No, ahead of we can Butch? More.
Hand in hand.
I mean, him and Butcher. I mean they're next to each other.
If you had to spend a Valentine's Day Lonely Hearts Club evening dinner with one guy, Butch or John Curry?
Oh, man.
Be kind.
I'd kill myself.
Oh, stop. You can't say that. It's,
no, I'd rather.
It's a terrible thing to say.
I'd spend it with Butch. There's so much stuff. I'd get him drunk, and then there's stuff I want to know that happened.
Yeah.
And then I want him to say it because I'd be recording while he was drunk.
It's critical.
And then I can put it out there.
Butch's the kind of guy who gets drunk and calls the cops on himself. I wouldn't want to call you that. Curry, I'd slip him something.
Yeah, Curry,
a little crazy.
But Curry was only here
smoke
for
a Jeffrey with him.
12. Oh, my God.
No, I'm definitely going with John Curry. Butch Jones, just miserable company. That would be – that just sounds awful.
So you think John Curry would be like a fine wine type of guy? You can go to a jazz club.
Yeah, I mean, I think
be
Curry
– hang with.
He was able to.
It wouldn't be fun hanging.
He doesn't have an athletic background, so he was able to talk himself into those jobs. So, like, that means he can hold a conversation. Butch Jones just seems like dull. Like that seems awful, man. Just go ahead.
What are you going to talk about?
Yeah, exactly.
That's four.
Pretty cool. You
can
get. You know, I mean, what's it like going through life with size 6 feet?
Quick timeout. That's rude.
Be kind.
Stay with us. The drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio. Your phone calls coming up when we continue after this.
The Drive.
What the hell is this?
It's good music.
It's Bee Gees, buddy. You ever heard Frusciante's version of this from the Peppers?
I can't. I've never heard this version. No, I wouldn't know if I had.
You've never heard this song?
You never heard this song?
I don't think so.
You're a liar.
How have I heard this?
There's no way.
You've heard it.
I'm not a huge Bee Gees guy.
Just wait for the chorus.
You're right to the Leo.
And they literally play it like every 10 minutes on a radio somewhere, Russell. Come on, man.
Not familiar with it. I mean, shy. I mean, it is a banger, obviously. I mean, I can't help but tap my foot right now. All right, Rick and Rich Barbecue, smoking hot question. Who's your big orange Valentine? You could give us your thoughts on Twitter, at Fox Sports Knox, at Russell Triple _ Smith. We will read some of these coming up here this afternoon on the show. 247 Sports, Bud Elliott has released his 14 bold predictions for the 2020 college football seasons. You want to hear some bold predictions from Bud Elliott over at 247?
Yeah, Bud just signed with 247, so I'd like to hear his first thoughts there.
LSU, Baylor, Minnesota, and Louisville set for a dip. I mean, if you're LSU, where else to go, right? Baylor, they lose their coach. Minnesota, P.J. Fleck, not really sure what they have coming back. And Louisville, that would be disappointing to take a step back in year two under Scott Satterfield. He says expect bounce-back years for Arkansas, Northwestern, Nebraska, NC State, Arizona, and Purdue. He says a transfer will win the Heisman.
So he's talking about Jamie Newman or Derek King.
Well, he's ruling out
or
Trevor
Fields.
Lawrence. Justin Fields, I guess, is a transfer. Derek King from Miami. Jamie Newman, Georgia.
Derek King ain't going to Heisman Trophy in Miami. Mm-mm.
He says a team west of the Mississippi will win the national title.
What?
What is the last team, year and team, to win from west of the Mississippi to win a national title?
USC.
Been Texas or USC, wasn't it?
2005, Texas.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's only won the one, right? In 2000?
Yes.
Oklahoma's.
They got beat in the playoffs.
They made it to the playoffs, but they haven't won.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wow.
If you're an Oklahoma fan, are you a little bit – you feel Snake disappointed? That you've been on top of the college games for 20 years and you only have the one championship?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Because I know how I'd trade it in a heartbeat for.
Sure,
hey, you know, you want to trade.
I wonder if they feel kind of like we did in the mid-2000s when we were growing disenchanted with the Philip Fulmer era after a couple of losing
figure,
seasons.
Though, if you're making the playoffs and they're – how many times have they made it now? Three?
Well, it's kind of like Georgia fans. I mean, they've made the playoff a couple of times, and
they're never going to win it.
But they've got a, as frustrated as they are that they might have missed their window, they know it's like, what are you going to do? Fire your coach? I mean, not going to do that. So I guess Oklahoma would be maybe Oregon could be a team from west of the Mississippi to win it all.
Chris Smalls got it going on out there.
I just felt like if Oregon was going to really win a national championship, they'd run it. They went up with Justin Herbert, a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Oregon though can compete with a SEC defense?
The way that guy's building that team.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's how he's trying to build it. Cristobal, he's trying to build it with some SEC nastiness.
And the Pac-12 being so down, he's basically just running wild.
Yeah, it doesn't have much competition.
All down the West Coast recruiting, especially California. He's killing it in California.
Still say we go back to the relegation system.
All right, here's an interesting prediction. This guy says Florida will win the SEC. Says all the quarterbacks are gone. Joe Burrow, Tua, Jake Fromm, Florida quarterback Kyle Trask could be the league's best quarterback. Their offensive line should improve, and their defense will always be nasty.
Who's the veteran quarterbacks in the SEC this year? You got Garantano, yeah. Terry Wilson, and Kyle Trask.
I mean, do you consider the dude at modern college football? I would consider the kid down at Auburn in his second
Bo
year.
Bo Nix, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's played a lot of football.
He started the whole season. Yeah, I'd say Bo Nix is too.
I'll skip a couple of these. Number nine is going to this is where we might get a hot take or two. Tennessee won't improve its record from 2019.
Who is this clown? Seriously, who is this?
Bud Elliott.
Bud Elliott used to write for Banner Society.
Banner Society.
He says, I'm going against the grain here quite a bit. Every media pundit seems to love Tennessee, and they may be right, but the 2020 schedule might be a bit less kind. The Volunteers head to Oklahoma in September, and one of its home games is against Alabama. 8 wins, including the bowl in 2019, was impressive, but will be tough to top.
I mean,
if we win 7 total games,
I kind of feel like, you know, Bud Elliott, he can go to hell. It's not, you know, I don't like this guy. We're not, what?
Does that mean Garantano's the starter all year?
I don't know what it means. It just means it means disappointment.
It means I know I'll never follow him or read anything he writes because he's obviously misinformed, Russ.
Not telling you what you want to hear?
No.
What if one of those wins is Alabama? Wrong. How would you feel, Bear, if one of those 7 wins was Alabama?
I've long been on record and stated that a 1-11 season with one being Alabama, there would be some wiggle room for me to not lose my mind.
If Tennessee wins 8 games next year, I think that's pretty damn good.
8 games total?
So you're doubling.
I mean, maybe not doubling the ball yet.
So you're with Bud Elliott then?
Yeah, but you got to look at the 8 wins. You think Tennessee's going to come out and win 10 wins next year?
No. I think we could.
Okay. You think you could. Okay. Then what's realistic for you? If I'd have said 9, you'd have probably been on board. But I said 8, you're probably not on board.
Let me ask you this. What's more realistic, 7-5 or 10-2?
Depends on the quarterback.
10-2.
See, I think it's 7-5 is probably more realistic. I
think 10-2
I don't think – I'm sticking with my 8-4 prediction for now. Obviously, that can change because – you know, a lot can change, but 7-5 would be disappointed. 10-2 just seems far away, man. That means you've beaten 2 of those big 4 games, Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia, and you've run the table and everything else. That just seems, like it's asking a lot.
So 8 wins sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean.
No, I'm going to.
There's a smoking hot question for us.
The barometer. The barometer is high right now.
It's at 10 right now.
10-2, regular season. But that's where you're at.
His hipster beard.
He's looking up his profile.
Is that what you're doing? You're just going.
Yeah, I looked it up to see if this guy was credible at all. I don't think he is.
Getting a couple of Valentines. Dylan says, just post the GIF of Alvin Kamara.
Solid.
Obvious.
Did Jared Garantano release a video today?
Yes. Something? Unfinished business.
Hmm. Drake Vall's going with Juwan Jennings. How did nobody come up with the dog yet?
Well, he's like, you know, he's like that girl that's a 10, you're like a 4, and you're like, ah.
He's out of our league.
He's out of our league.
Yeah, and then the only person that we know that'd be brave enough to ask him out would be, you know, Kress.
Yeah.
Houston Kress?
Yeah. Yeah, Kress is that got smart
Kress has got game?
No, he's just willing to put it out there, you know.
I thought that was Cody McClure.
No.
Cody knows, like, Cody throws caution to the wind from what I've seen, what I've heard.
Yeah, maybe it would be Cody.
Skinner says, check it or wreck it, the Fighting Pearls lose on Saturday in Nashville if they don't lose another regular season.
Yeah, I didn't get that part.
What is that? He should self-impose a rule.
I'm going to check it. Auburn loses in Nashville this weekend.
They're playing Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
In Nashville?
They aren't losing in Nashville.
You think Vanderbilt or you think Auburn is going to lose to Vanderbilt in Nashville?
Yeah.
Are you feeling all right? You, like, smoke something before you came in here?
No, I'm pretty damn tired, but no, I didn't smoke anything.
You realize one team is ranked 20 or is 20-2 and ranked in the top 10 in the country, and the other is just finished up one of the worst losing streaks in the modern history of the conference.
So you're saying
there's
a
Auburn does not play Missouri this weekend. Vanderbilt plays Florida. So I don't know what he was talking about. So
sounds like somebody was day drinking.
So like
Vanderbilt, here's your schedule this weekend. State versus Arkansas, Ole Miss versus Kentucky, Georgia versus A&M, LSU versus Alabama. That'll be a big one. Auburn in the con zone, and Tennessee, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Florida.
Squeeze that call from DR Vall. Good afternoon, DR Vall. You're on the drive. Fan Run Radio.
Good afternoon, guys. Dude. I've got a smoking hot question for all of you.
Okay.
What would JG have to do to earn the invite to the Valentine's Day dance from Philly?
Jeez.
Oh, hell, he'd have to beat Alabama and possibly Georgia or Florida. We'd have to go 10-2.
That's a really good question. I will extend a Valentine to JG if he throws up a 9-3 regular season record.
He's got to win 10.
This season. Well, I mean, that's you. You're a little bit more conservative with your Valentines than me. I think 9-3, you beat everybody you're supposed to beat, and you win one really big game. He's getting a Valentine from me.
What if he's not the quarterback, though, for any of those games?
Then he doesn't get the Valentine.
Harrison Bailey would.
Nobody, by the way, nobody's showing any Valentine's Day love to Jeremy Pruitt today. I find that to be very sad. Very, very sad.
Cornbread.
You think because of his weight gain, maybe?
It's a hot take.
The guy's been he just had a new baby.
Yeah.
He's been under a lot of stress. It's a very difficult job.
He
I mean,
get
he's
glasses.
He's put on some weight. He could knock it back off.
Well, guys, I'm gonna have to agree with Trey. What you're talking about between him and our old AD, who you want to go to dinner with? Because I would have to slip Butch and Mickey. Because there's certain questions I want to know. Like, how long did it take him to come up with the fell in the helmet excuse? Was that just walking to the press conference?
No, that was out of sheer, you know, terrifying anxiety, probably at the spur of the moment. I mean, that's the
they
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Straight from the field, too, to the press conference.
Fell on
so
a
that's
helmet.
Interesting.
That's yeah, the dumbest kinda, ass thing that's ever been said over there.
What kind of microphone was it that you hit the old boy in the head with?
And what was
it? What's actually in Barb's chip dip?
I heard that was Rotel with ground beef. I haven't gotten it confirmed yet.
That's it?
I'm pretty sure.
We are not going to go in on wives of coaches are off limits. I'm just
going
to.
I'm not going in on her. Somebody asked what was in the dip.
We're stopping. We're drawing the line somewhere. There has to be limits, even on Valentine's Day. Barb,
her dip is off limits.
Mrs. Pruitt.
How much courage did it take,
Dr. Dooley? They're all off limits. I will not tolerate.
That's right. He wasn't married to a doctor.
Anything else, D'Arval?
No, guys, that's all I've got. But I will say, Trey, watch Lost. Don't hate on that. Who watches it? It's the besides Breaking Bad. Best
yeah, no,
ever
I just I don't know. I just never started. So it passed. You know what I mean? Time went on, and then I kept hearing the last couple of seasons were like a sci-fi, and I'm like, well, I'm not really.
You got the others out there on like the other side of the island, and you got the smoke monster.
But I did watch The Outsiders on HBO. Not The Outsiders. The Leftovers.
Oh, forget The Leftovers. Go with The Outsider.
It's available on Hulu.
That's the show.
Okay, so I have Hulu.
Russ, who do you think had a worse ending, Game of Thrones or Lost? Because I hated both endings.
I liked Lost.
Lost was more confusing. I mean, like, Game of Thrones was very straightforward, but it's just hard to end a good show. I mean, a lot of people don't like the end of The Sopranos.
Homeland's going to be crazy to try to finish this year. I don't know how they're going to finish
When
Homeland.
You have a show that's gone on for become a part of American pop culture for like 4 or 5 years or longer in some cases, like how do you end it, man?
Mad Men.
I don't know. Did you see
ever.
What happened with Ray Donovan?
No.
Showtime basically just canceled after 7 seasons on a cliffhanger.
I think that's the way to do it. Is like, why end the show?
Because Lev Schreiber went on Twitter and asked fans of the show to let Showtime know if they wanted another, because he wasn't done yet.
I think you just go ahead and ride off into the sunset. Why does the show have to end?
That's when they canceled that show, Nashville.
You can't end a good show.
I guess that's how they ended Mad Men. It didn't close up all the loops. It just.
Did you like the end of Friday Night Lights?
Yes.
Coach Taylor.
I thought it was fine.
Coach Taylor gives up coaching to go and follow his wife.
I liked
Julie
that was married to. Julie married to Matt.
I thought that was fine.
They're walking off
Breaking Bad had a good ending.
Breaking Bad had a good ending. That was quality.
Yeah. Well, guys, I'm going to get off here. Long live Aunt Bev. See ya.
Thank you, DR, for all your Valentine, Aunt Bev. I hope it works out for you guys. Stay with us. We got to take a quick break. More of your phone calls coming up. The Drive continues on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
All right, back here on The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Special guest coming up on the show Monday.
Special guest.
You don't want to put it out there?
Special guest.
All right. Portion of the show today brought to you by our friends at Knoxville Smiles. Check them out online, knoxvillesmiles.com. Set up your free smile consultation today. If you haven't been to the dentist in a while, this is a great time of year to schedule an appointment. Get a teeth cleaning, and if you have to have anything more involved than that, they can go over all those options with you as well. Again, KnoxvilleSmiles.com, or just call 865-539-1776 for Knoxville Smiles. Today's Rick and Rich Barbecue Smoking Hot Question, who's your Valentine this afternoon? We have, I'm going Vescovi, Bears going Philip Fulmer. John Tyler went.
The current one? I went Trey Smith.
Trey Smith. Who did Hayden pick?
He picked Henry T.
Henry Toto.
Or Eric Gray.
He plays the field.
He can't lock Hayden Wallen down.
No, man. He's young. He's got to sow his wild oats. And Trey went with Ben Bartholomew. Let's get John Tweet in here next. Good afternoon, Tweet. You're on The Drive, Fan Run Radio.
Hello.
Yes.
Who was that girl that ran the Venmo account begging for money for pictures that went on to coach at Vanderbilt? That's my Valentine, whatever you call it.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on now. She used to play basketball here. She's assistant coach at Vanderbilt now. Was running the cash for picks scam.
Do you know who it is, Hayden?
Honest to God, Tweet, I've got no clue, and don't act like we put on or something. We'll trash anybody on this show.
She was the one attractive lady ball basketball player.
Oh, there have been.
I don't ever watch any of their games, John, but I'm telling you, there have been some very, very attractive.
The most recent attractive one. Tall girl.
Tanner Carson says it's Dunbar.
Yeah, Courtney Dunbar.
Courtney Dunbar.
Just got a text from Cody.
John Dunbar.
Let me know. John Dunbar. Tatanka.
Tatanka. is Tatanka's long lost niece. Russ, why was the end of Lost confusing? They explain everything.
How was it confusing? You're just so much smarter than me and everybody else who was confused by Lost.
Russ, they were all dead. They were waiting on Jack to get there to join them before they could all move on.
That was the whole last season.
That's exactly right. But.
Yeah, it's what they said, John.
And
nobody watch the DVD extras?
No. They were all dead. Well, this is real.
You just spoiled it for Trey. So they're hanging out on the island. It's like some weird kind of purgatory or something.
No, that wasn't it either.
It's when they were at the church.
Russ, you didn't pay attention at all.
You got to watch it again.
Was there ever a plane crash?
I don't know.
Yes, there was. Oh, my gosh. Russ, you need to go back and watch the last ending explained. It's like the last episode. They explained everything. I don't remember it all because I binged it a couple years ago again.
But they all survived a plane crash.
No,
they all
some
did.
Some didn't. The island was real. The people were real.
Okay.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on. I just don't understand why it was so confusing.
This is a little surprising that John Tweet is Lost guy.
Why would I? That was a great show.
I figured this would be the kind of thing you'd call and crap all over because everybody loved it.
Lost sucked. ABC wasn't any good. It was so silly. It was just...
After the first season, it was garbage.
You guys think I crap on everything because people like it. My opinions are simply my opinions. They have nothing to do with whether you like them or not.
I like the Police early stuff.
John? I don't even know the Police's later stuff. I do like the Police. The Cars were the greatest 80s band, I think.
Love the Cars.
That's a good poll question.
R.I.P. Rick Ocasek.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he died. Yeah, he died last year, like late last year.
A month or six, eight weeks ago.
Who was the one that sings Everybody Wants to Roll the Tears for Fears?
For
Are they
Fears.
Making a comeback?
Great band.
Did I hear that?
Yeah, they're all bald now.
Really?
I thought it was... what did Rick Butler refer to? Was it Rick Butler called him Depeche Mode? Were you on vacation? I think you were.
That was great.
I can't remember. Yeah.
I told you my Kylie Minogue story, right? So when I was fresh out of college and I was working at...
Now, wait a minute. You've told me about some of the other fans. You got to interview...
No, I didn't interview her. I'm working at Horn Radio Group, and they had, we were doing a talk station, and they also had Max 105.3. It was an all-80s station.
Mm-hmm.
And so, they gave me some extra hours. I was the overnight DJ on Max 105.
That's cool.
And Todd Etheridge, the program director, is listening late... Why is that funny?
He started playing Kylie Minogue.
He's listening late one night, and I'm doing just voice tracking. And I say, all right, here's that was Tears for Fears. Here's Kylie Minogue. You're listening to Max 105.
And Etheridge was
listening. I just went on with my day. And he's like, the next day he's like, dude. Anyway.
Who's Kylie Minogue? What does Kylie Minogue sing?
I don't remember. She's some 80s pop star.
I thought she was Latin. The Latin sensation.
No.
Who am I thinking of?
You guys have seen Rage is touring again.
I saw that.
Rage. Are you a fan of Rage?
Rage Against the
Oh, John Tweet. Big Rage guy.
Not huge, but.
Big Rage guy.
Yeah, I'll listen to him. I was looking at. I have somebody trying to sell me a floor seat for the show in D.C. for $300, and I'm strongly considering it. But I could go see him at Firefly for the same price and see all the bands. So,
I mean, that's a...
It would be around stinky hippies stuff. Like me.
Nothing like driving around West Knoxville in your dad's Volvo delivering for Domino's, listening to a band talking about tearing down the entire system. Stay with us. Thank you, John Tweet. We got to run hour number 3 of the show. Coming up!